Hi, everyone. It's Tisha Lewis here, working from home at my work from home studio. And you can see the Fox 5 set up behind me, and it's in front of me. But we're here for the Good Word podcast taping. We typically tape at our podcast studio in the nation's capital, but we have been doing it via Zoom amid the coronavirus pandemic. And joining us right now is Stan and Terry Long. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, hello. Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you guys so much for joining me and joining us, our listeners. You know, we're super excited to have you all. And I want to get right to it so we can get as much information and advice and insight and all the good stuff in as possible. So first and foremost, tell us who you are and what you do.
All right, you want to go first, honey?
No, you go ahead.
Ladies first.
Ladies first.
I am Terry Long, and I am married to this amazing man right here beside me, Stan Long. And together we have four children. I am a director of benefits by day for one of the largest law firms in the United States. And by night and any other time of day, I am the host of Spotlight Over the City, along with this amazing guy right here. That's pretty much sums up my life. I love my children, husband, family, and traveling so, so very much.
She's being modest, but but yeah, and I'm Stan Long. I'm married to this wonderful lady, and I'm an author, motivational speaker, and also a host of Spotlight Over the City.
Yes.
So you guys have a pretty incredible love story. I know what it is, but maybe you can share with folks who are listening. And, you know, I just want to preface it by saying that if you're looking for love, pay close attention right now.
Right now.
Oh, thank you. We appreciate that.
Do you want to go, honey? You want to tell your version?
Well, yeah, I got the right version. So let me give mine. Try to refute it or say something. But anyway, I was living in Atlanta. Long story short, she was living here, but I'm from the DMV. So I was in Atlanta, and she kind of slid in my DM. She don't want to admit that to you guys, but she slid in my DM and said, a mutual friend said you were an author and congratulations and the whole nine. And so I was honored. So I said, thank you. And we went back and forth for a little bit. And long story short, we dated 6 months without seeing each other physically from Atlanta to the DMV. And we were married a year after that.
No, like 2 years.
Oh, so, well, yeah.
Tisha, you ready for my version?
Let me hear the real version now.
Tisha, you're not right, Tisha.
It's very, very similar. But yes, you know, I am a woman who, I talk to a lot of women, and particularly young women, and women who have been divorced about there is life after that, right? And that is my story. So I went through a point in time where I said, you know what, I'm going to allow God to lead me this time, because nothing else I've done has worked. So I didn't want to go with my decisions. And I really was led to inbox him. I've never done that in my entire life.
You saw she blamed that on God real quick.
No, I've never done it in my entire life. I inboxed him and I told him that I was proud of a black man from the DMV authoring a book. I didn't know anyone personally, and I knew we had lots of mutual friends, but I didn't know him. And I felt compelled to just say that and congratulate him. And that's how it started. He sent a message back and said, hey, do you have a guy? And I said, no. And we really dated online for 6 months. So, you know, you can meet someone on Facebook, and we're a success story. We dated online for 6 months. We didn't see each other, no physical contact.
Okay.
And now fast forward, we did get married on the beach in St. Thomas, July 7th, 2017. And it's been a great love story. I mean, has it been perfect? No, we went through things trying to blend the family and the kids and everything, but
it's been a good ride. Yeah, it's been a great ride.
Yes.
You know, that is so refreshing and so wonderful to hear. As you guys know, The Good Word is a faith-based podcast, and I really don't shy away from that at all. It is by the grace of God that I am here talking, breathing, living alive in good health, in my right mind, working healthy, happy, and here. So, you know, I don't want to skip over that part, but what I do want to share is that there is something to be said about, you said you prayed to God for the right man.
For the right, yes, for the right man. I decided that my decisions without God weren't working. And I felt like if I just were happy with myself and being a mom to my children, and God would direct me the right way this time. And I believe he did that. And in the beginning, Tisha, I was not a real strong faith-based woman. I believed in God. Yes, we were raised going to church and all of that. But when I met Stan, his faith was here, way here, and mine was here. And he was just very, very serious about it. And I credit him with where I am in my spiritual walk today. I credit that all to Stan and God, obviously.
You know, that's absolutely wonderful. We are amid a pandemic, even though hopefully, prayerfully, we're on the back end. We're moving through the phases and things are starting to return to normalcy. What do you say for people trying to find love, not in the club? The clubs are still closed, I think. But for people who are trying to find love, you know, amid a global pandemic, or even people who are married, who are spending more time than usual with their significant other, and maybe seeing things, experiencing things that they didn't know existed. What do you say to those folks?
I like that question. Actually, I think that this is a great time to find a real love, because it has to be more substance tied to it in this situation than just surface. It can't just be surface at this point. And I would say, if you really, really want to find a mate, I would say if you just spend a little more personal time with God, it's a person that's doing the same thing that you may not even know about. But energy you draw, and energy connects. So you draw people to you according to how you so-called vibrate, right? Mm-hmm. And so if you was to just do that in your home, quarantining, or whatever the case, someone could be in Missouri, Texas, Florida, wherever, and somehow the universe will connect you to that person. And it will be just like how I was in Atlanta, yeah, and Terry was in the DMV, and we connected because it's a kinetic energy, and that's just how it goes. You don't have to see that person. You may not even know they exist.
That is, you know, Terry, you mentioned a really good point. You said that when you all first connected, Stan's faith was way up here. Or here. and your faith was right here. What do you say to people who, in, you know, the Bible says it's important to be equally yoked, but the reality is that often couples are not equally yoked. One person has this much faith, one person has this much faith. What do you say to people, couples, dating, relationships, marriages, where the faith levels are different? Well, or even someone who's saved and maybe married to someone who's unsaved, or dating someone who's not saved. That's important too.
Very important. So I'll share what my thoughts on that, and then I would like for you to speak on that. Tisha, what I would say to that is, first of all, be yourself. When Stan and I'll tell you a really quick story. When we first started dating online, he asked me, well, are you willing to read something spiritual for 30 minutes for 30 days? And I said to him, no, I don't want to do that. I don't want to commit. I don't feel like, you know, doing that sometimes. I said that.
Yeah, you did.
I was very honest. And I said, I can't commit to that because I don't know if I'm going to do it for 30 days. And because it involves God, I don't want to say I'm going to do it and then don't do it. So I just said, no, I'm not. I knew, though, that I was risking this man continuing with me, but I had to be real. And that's just not where I was at that point in my life. But what happened was, he continued to shine that light on me. He didn't back down. He continued to share with me things from a spiritual perspective. And it just started resonating with me. So I was true to myself first. And then I met someone who understood the importance of being your natural self. And then God continued to just work. We're meeting each other now in the middle. I'm still not where he is, but I'm growing. And my walk has truly changed my life, really. So what would you say about uneven?
Well, see, I was going to let her finish.
Oh, okay.
Did you want me to answer as well?
Or yes. We always cherish the male perspective.
Okay, cool. So I'm going to make it quick because I know we don't have a lot of time, but I'll say I agree, first of all, with everything you said. And it was tough. When she said that, it shocked my system. When she said, no, I don't want to, I was like, what? And then I was, I looked at the phone. I couldn't believe she said it. But then I was drawn to her honesty. Like, I knew that she was being her true, authentic self. She wasn't being pretentious. So I said, you know what? Let me just take my time with this young lady and just see. Now, Tisha, to be honest, about a week later, I called her and I said, I think we should just be cool. I don't know if I should pursue this because I don't know if we go on the same path, so to speak. So it was rough. It was really rough in the beginning, but I did. I prayed and I prayed on it. And I just thank God that I hung in there. But it wasn't smooth sailing, so to speak, because we were very much so unequally yoked.
Yeah.
So what did you pray?
I just prayed that God would give me more patience to not try to change Terry, because I spent all of my time trying to get her to see things from a different lens, so to speak. And one day she came to me, and this is what made me stop and almost got mushy a little bit on it. She came to me and she said, you judge me for my differences and I cover you for yours. And then she said, one day you will see that I have enough love to cover us both until you catch up with my love. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, now wait a minute. Wait a minute. So I got to get myself together now. So it just made me look at myself differently. Like, maybe I'm being too judgmental. Maybe I need to back off and just let her grow. And so that's what I just decided to do. And it just worked out.
Yeah.
That's absolutely wonderful. You're an author as well.
Yes, I'm an author, Blackbird Medley, The Transformation of a Gangster. So I used to be on another side of the track. And so God bless my life, because I'm now an evangelist. And I go and I speak to, and I motivational speak. And I never had to go to prison or anything. I just had a connection and God said enough. And I said, okay. And so from that day on, I just started kind of getting into the word of God. And that was about 99, 2000. And here I am now, 52 years old. I've been in the word for a while. I have that balance. I'm still not like a, you know, I have balance. I still go and I still deal with people, but I'm balanced. I like to say that's the importance. Always have spiritual groundedness, be grounded.
So you were a former gang member.
I wasn't a gang member, but I was a person who was in the street, so to speak. So in the DMV for being that person. Like, I had a store when I was 23 years old. I had 9/11 Porsche when I was in 12th grade. So I was on that. And then God showed up and said, knock on my shoulder.
So tell me, when did the shift happen? When did the encounter take place? When did the awakening, epiphany, what is it that caused you to open your eyes, wake up and say, I need to go a different direction?
That, you know, it's real simple. God, like, I've never read the Bible. I went to Sunday school as a kid, grew up in the country and this and that with my grandmother in the summers, the whole nine, right? And so I just always never wanted to be poor. That was my drive. I wanted to help my family and get out of the projects and this and that. So long story short, Tanya Blunt, shout out to her, is a local singer here in the DMV. She had just signed to Bad Boy. And she was a personal friend of mine and her road manager. So her road manager and her came to my beauty and barber supply store. Had a store, Blainsburg Beauty and Barber Supply in Blainsburg at 23. I was 23. And she came and she bought me a Bible. And she said, Stan, you're going to go to jail or hell. And you're a great person. This not delaying for you. You're better than this. So she handed me the Bible and signed it and left. And I started actually reading it. And it actually changed my life from that day on. I didn't go to prison. I wasn't facing charges. I didn't have problems. I had a pocket full of money. And I decided to change my mind because of the Bible that I was reading. And something came into my spirit. And I just put it down. And I turned my life around and went against it and promised God that I would never transgress and go in that lane again. And I was put to the test immediately. Mm-hmm. And I didn't waver. I just stayed with God.
So we ask everyone who comes on the podcast, and I'm going to ask you each individually, you can share, what would you say is the good word?
What would you say is the good word? What I would say is the good word, Tisha, for me is waking up every morning with I have a ritual every morning with God. And the good word for me is, God, thank you. And I leave it simple. I'm a very simple person. Stan knows that. I teach that to everyone. Thank you and gratitude. So that's the good word to me.
Now, Tisha, do you mean your show, the good word, or just in general? Because it's like
either, but you know, in general, when you hear the good word, when you think of what the good word is, what is it that you would share?
When I hear of the good word, I feel the good word should be something that is easily digest, something that touches you in a way that nothing else does, something that gives you directions and balance. I just believe that it should ground you. And that's what it did for me. And I believe that that's really what the good word should be. Truth.
I love it.
There are people who are listening to this. Obviously, you know, a lot of people are in really hard, unprecedented times right now. Some people are listening to this and they're not working. Some people are listening to this and they are overwhelmed by the dynamics at home, whether it be in a relationship or even whether it be family dynamics with children at home, distance learning. Some people are listening to this podcast and they have lost their jobs. They don't know when or what they are going to do. There are some people who are listening to this who maybe are not receiving a paycheck right now or have been furloughed. What would you say is a way to stay uplifted and encouraged and hopeful during this time?
You asked some great questions, first of all. And I'm loving your show. And thank you.
Oh my gosh, it's so amazing.
Thank you.
Second of all, I would say that's a very important question because I also deal with mental health. I would say that if you could just understand that God really is your source, you would seem to spend this time building a relationship with God, just one proverb at a time, maybe one a day, just slowly getting a relationship. You start to grind different. They say, change your mind, change your grind. So in other words, when you get rooted, God starts to give you what we call downloads. So he'll start giving you direction. He'll start taking fear from you. He'll start giving you things that you never even thought of. So then you'll start going forward. Now, what we do as people, as human beings, is we can only see as what far as we physically have the sources to do. So what we have to do now is just go forward as though you have those things that's resources in your hand. And God will show them up in your life as long as you're taking those steps. I like to say, if you have the will, God will be the way. All you have to do is really be positive in your energy. Never let nothing drag your energy. I don't let any negative energy come in my sight or in my space. Like if it's negative, I see you from a distance. I'll pray for you for a distance. I'll say positive from a distance. But it has to be from a distance because energy transfers. So you have to really stay rooted and grounded and pay attention. If you and your mate had tension, it will grow in this day. So you find a balance between you two. Sometimes you space yourself. You don't have to always be on top of each other. And you talk about those differences and you move on and you say, once we've talked, we're in a safe zone now. You can't bring it back up. Those type of things. Have little things that you can set rules for, and you can come out better on the other side of this thing than going in.
And I'd like to share one thing, Tisha, that we learned from Pastor Keith Battle.
Shout out to Pastor Keith Battle.
Don't fuss, adjust.
I'm working on it.
Stan is working on it. But it really works in our household. It really works a lot. Instead of us fussing, and sometimes things do get tension, you know, the tension rises in here. We adjust. We make adjustments.
And never go to bed angry, no matter how big the situation is. You just say, okay, I don't want to talk about it. We don't have resolve right now. Let's just pray, go to bed, and then we'll pick it up another time if necessary. But if not, we'll put it in. We can't fix it. Trash. We can't fix that. Let's go. Keep it going. We're still different, but we love each other, and we got to keep moving.
That's right.
So for folks listening to this, and obviously we're on iTunes, Audioboom, and Google Play, everybody be sure you subscribe. But for folks who are listening to this and want to learn more about what you all do, the information you guys provide, the advice and insight that you all have, how can they find you?
I'd like to invite them to check us out on Thursday. Spotlight Over the City is our internet TV show. We talk a lot about our relationship. We have an open forum, and we have a lot of amazing guests. We've recently had Dr. Jackie from Married to Medicine. We've had Darren DeWitt Henson, a bunch of great people. So check us out on Thursday, spotlightoverthecity.com.
That would be a beautiful thing. And also, I love to talk about this word, so I'm also on Facebook doing something on that word. But I want to talk to you privately about that. I would love to have you come on the show as well. We would love to have you. We think you are amazing, and we think you do an amazing job, and we watch you.
We are Tisha fans.
And so thank you.
Aware of you doing a great job even prior to this podcast. So thank you for who you are and what you stand for in media.
Yes.
Thank you all so much. I appreciate it. And I want to make sure I have it correct. It's Spotlight on the City.
Spotlight over the city.
And it's on Thursdays, and it's on spotlightoverthecity.com.
Yes. Yep.
We will be sure to check it out. I definitely will check it out. I'm interested and curious to see your show and what you guys are talking about. You guys are doing wonderful, wonderful things. And I love, 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 love. And it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing when it's working and when God is at the center of it. And I think we don't talk about that enough.
It's necessary.
You know, the great thing about the Good Word podcast is that we have something for everybody. You don't have to be this like faith filled person, but at the same time, you can take something from different journeys and different walks of faith, even if you don't have one yourself. And so the goal is to uplift and encourage and inspire and give people hope, because that's what we want right now, is just some hope to hold on to.
Well, tell them you can go into someone's inbox on Facebook and end up like me later.
And so thank you for your platform too, though, because I think it's very important in these times that you have a platform that God can still be introduced. So thank you for that.
Yes.
Stan and Terry Long, thank you all so, so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Tisha, for having us.